From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Top U.S. diplomats met Wednesday with their Chinese counterparts for talks that will focus heavily on North Korea after a U.S. student imprisoned by the country died earlier this week. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on North Korea to halt its provocations.
The most acute threat in the region today is posed by the DPRK. We both call for complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Donald Trump has lauded China's past efforts to rein in North Korea, but acknowledged those efforts haven't achieved their desired results. Afghanistan's Taliban released a new video Wednesday showing two professors urging U.S. President Donald Trump to negotiate their freedom with the Islamist insurgent group. Australian Timothy Weeks appeared in the video asking for assistance.
I pray that this happens shortly, and that the Taliban soldiers may be returned home to their family for Eid, and that I may be able to go home to my family.
There's been no response from either the Afghan or U.S. government. Russian officials reacted to new sanctions unveiled by the United States by canceling upcoming talks between Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon. Ryabkov said that the situation is not conducive to holding a round of dialogue at this time. The U.S. State Department expressed regret at the cancellation of Friday's talks. A Kremlin spokesman said the move was not constructive and said various retaliatory options are being considered on expert level. For updates to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.